Now look at the latest local news on WIBD. Hartford police are asking for the public's help in identifying the people responsible for breaking the windows of around 20 vehicles over the last few nights. Police say it doesn't appear the criminal damage is connected with thefts from any of the vehicles. Police are especially interested in looking at surveillance video that might help identify the suspects. Most of the incidents were in an area south of Highway 60, north of Monroe Avenue, and west of Main Street. The attorney for a 53-year-old Town of Trenton man who allegedly struck and killed a West Bend man walking alongside a county highway on October 29th is seeking to have a felony charge of hit-and-run involving death dismissed. In Washington County Court yesterday, Judge James Muehlbauer gave Brian George's attorney until January 5th to file a brief outlining her motion. George says he'd been attending a Halloween party at a local tavern and was overserved by bartenders. George was originally charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, but that was amended to the less serious hit-and-run charge. Authorities say George initially left the scene of the accident but later returned. George is free after posting a $35,000 cash bond. As part of the middle school and high school building project in Keewaskum, those buildings will be inaccessible during the winter break. Superintendent Jim Smossel says that doesn't mean the buildings will be idle.
We Energies is coming in and doing some of the changeover things that they need to do with the power. So the middle school and high school, both of those buildings will literally not be open, and there won't be any power, there won't be any technology, there won't be anything. So we've told the teachers, hey, pack up your stuff on the Friday when you leave and don't plan on coming back until the 2nd, because we've got lots of things to take care of over that break.
Smossel says the project is running on schedule.